The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Hey, it's Joy, and welcome back to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on WayFM, and you can listen anytime live. Just download the WayFM app or head to wayfm.com. But in today's episode, we're talking about faith, family, and fun, as always. But at the very end, I just need your help. My kid has fingernails that look like eagle talons, and I just can't cut them. He's so feisty and so intense. So any advice you have would be wonderful. You can email me, joy@wayfm.com, and you'll hear some of the suggestions coming up. But we're starting things off throwing back to our childhood and the boy bands that we loved growing up. If you grew up listening to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, this is for you.
That's me.
Which is surprising. So we did something called a boy band song battle with some of our artists. Torrin Wells is on this, and Katie Nicole, you know her from her new song, In Jesus' Name. I competed against her, and I thought we would see what Tom knows, because I'm surprised that you listened to all of that.
It was like my era growing up. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all that stuff. So, yeah.
I have some that are a little current and some that are throwbacks. So here is your first clip. Let's see how it goes. Do you know it?
What makes you beautiful? Yeah. One Direction.
Woo! He already got the first one. He's doing so well already. Okay, this next one is a little bit harder. And if you loved Christian boy bands growing up, which that's all I was allowed to listen to.
I'm not going to get this
Okay,
one.
Let's see. Anything coming to mind?
Jesus is the man. I honestly don't know. I don't know that one because I came into this ministry radio in like 2015.
Oh, so yes, and this was already done.
Yeah.
This, I wanted to marry every single person in this band.
Really?
This is called Plus One.
Oh, Plus One.
Okay. Here's your final one. I really think you're going to know it.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Who is it?
Jonas Brothers.
Yes!
And it's burning up.
Oh, my word! You got them all! I don't even know what to do. I'm so shocked.
Okay. I didn't get the
oh, you're right.
Plus two or plus...
Plus two. Plus me and Jesus. Let's go plus one. Okay, here's one for you as you've been listening along and playing. If you get this right, you're going to win a WayFM prize pack. This is the one in the video that you can see with Katie Nicole. All you have to do is text the word battle to 91979. Neither of us could get this. Step
by step. Oh, I know it.
You do.
Yes.
This one we did not know. So if you know the answer,
right away.
Call right now. Okay, who's this?
Oh my goodness, Sinet Watt. I know the band.
Who is it, girl?
It's totally New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
I had no clue, girl. They were just before my time.
I went to their concert when I was 8 years old.
Wow, see?
The coolest 8-year-old ever. Did you have a crush on them, as most women did?
We had a marriage pact. Somebody was going to marry Joey McIntyre.
Who had Donnie? Who had Donnie?
Nobody.
Did you say me? There are few things that will upset you more than accidentally hurting your child. My sweet son is obsessed with cars, and as we were trying to get into the car to go to daycare this morning, he kept pulling on the car door and saying, "Mommy, unlock, unlock." And I said, "It is unlocked, buddy. You just can't get it open." So I come around to help him open the car door, and somehow, as I opened it, it knocked him in the head. He immediately got a little bump, and I just held him on the sidewalk because he cried. So terrible when it's totally your fault. I'm a clumsy person, but then when it affects my baby, I was tearing up too. And he said, "Mommy hit with the car door." It's like, please don't tell your teachers that. I want them to know you have a loving home. It's so important to go big on your kids' birthdays and love them well. And Tom is about to have a full-fledged teenager.
Oh, 14-year-old tomorrow, Joy.
And it's a girl. We were just talking about how I think girls get harder as they get older. And I'm hoping, because I have a boy, that they get easier.
Yeah, for sure. She's at a tough age, 14.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like a daddy-daughter date, right? It's her birthday. But then she's 14. So dad's embarrassing at this point.
Right. So. I think it is sweet that you want to spend time time with her, and she probably would love that, but I don't think you should present that as a gift. Because even if my dad did that back in the day, I would be like, and what else? Like, I mean, of course she wants to spend time with you, but I'm thinking maybe an experience. Is there anything else that you think she might want? It is so hard to find
it's
the right
so
gift.
It's so hard. So, like, talking to her mom, you know, mm-hmm. she's like, well, she wants an Apple Watch. I'm like, an Apple Watch? Like,
kids these days. Who wouldn't love an Apple Watch? You're like, but I'm not going to give her a whole week's pay.
No,
just
not at
for
all.
Her gift. Maybe get her something from Claire's, from the dollar rack.
Oh, that's
so
it.
Good. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's pretty draining hearing bad news all the time, so I'm going to share a little joyful news. Instead of telling you a story in the headlines, I'm going to brag on my coworkers for a minute, because one of the guys I work with, his wife had to have emergency surgery last night. She's doing okay. She's home recovering, but they have 5 kids. And so he's home taking care of her and all the children. And so we decided to collect some money today to get them some food. And I didn't even give that much. There's not very many staff members here at Way FM. We're a streamlined organization, but they collected $500 for this guy. So if you've ever wondered what the people are like who work behind the scenes here at Way FM, they're good people. Some parts of being a parent are so tough, you just simply have to ask for help. And I love my 2-year-old boy so much. He's like magic, but I cannot cut his nails. I don't even like admitting that because it feels like something you should be able to do. But he's wild. And so even when I try to pin him down, he like shakes his hands and kicks his feet.
He's like an alligator doing the death roll.
It is. And so I know you have 2 boys. Tell me how you cut their nails.
I never have.
Wait.
I never have.
Not one time?
No.
So how does your wife do it?
You know, I guess she's the nail cutter whisperer, Joy. I don't know how she does it, but I've never helped her. Usually I help her with everything, like medicine, this and that, but she's never asked me to help with nails. So
which
I'm assuming
means
she's got it down.
It must be easy. I think I need to drop my kid off at Tom's house and just let his wife do it. And here's what I did discover. One of my girlfriends cut my son's nails once, and he will sit still for a stranger.
Oh.
So if you found anything that helps you distract your child into letting you cut their nails, I need it.
I'm a mother of 3, a grandmother of 6.
Whoa.
She knows.
Do not cut them. File them.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if you're coming at them with a sharp object, I mean, I'd be scared too.
Yeah, I'd be running, especially Joy.
Especially when I say, sit down right now and let me cut those nails.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll
but try
the
that.
File.
That's what I've always done. And, you know, if you do it like every night, mm-hmm. just pick a nail. And then
the
you just kind of rotate and do another nail.
That's
and,
a great idea.
You know?
And by the time
then
you're done, you'll have to start over.
No. Cutting kids' nails is so much harder than it sounds, and I seriously need help.
Yeah, but Joe, I think he's got some good advice.
So kids are a lot like dogs. They feel the anxiety. So if you're anxious when you're going to cut their nails, they're going to jump all over the place.
Mm. Joe.
You just sit there nice and relaxed, hold their hand real gentle, and cut. They go, I've cut like 20 friends' kids' nails.
He is the nail, the store you mentioned, the nail
You're the nail
store.
Technician.
The nail tech, that's it.
You should really start a business, Joe. I need you at my house. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.